Echo and Harper Audio present Evidence of Things Seen, True Crime in an Era of Reckoning, edited by Sarah Weinman, read by Exa Sands. A note before we begin. For a list of other notable crime stories to read, listen to, or watch, the author's acknowledgments, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/evidence of things seen. Introduction by Rabia Chaudhry. The debate about whether the true crime genre, across all forms of media, does more harm than good in society is long-standing and contentious. For many years now, in the perceived wake of the true crime boom, there has been an equal and opposite reaction against it. The criticism stems from different corners, enumerating several ways that true crime media may harm us. On one hand, popular culture critics like Laura Bogart, who penned a piece unequivocally titled "Why Our True Crime Obsession is Bad for Society," worry about the glorification and profiteering from violence and violent offenders. She observes that poorly executed crime stories equate brutality with profundity, and correctly points out that monsters like Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer have left permanent marks in pop culture, while their victims have been forgotten. On another hand, there is a real concern that our collective mental health is being damaged by true crime. This worry is not just raised by online commentators and members of the media, but also mental health professionals. In 2021, citing the rise of true crime podcasts, books, and TV shows, the Cleveland Clinic posed the question, "Is your love of true crime impacting your mental health?" They answer this question with a maybe. In the right or wrong circumstances, true crime can increase anxiety, impact social skills, disturb sleep, and even lead to hyperventilation and heart palpitations. Stories about murder, rape, all sorts of unspeakable violence can lead to paralyzing paranoia and fear, especially in women, they argue. These stories create distrust and fear of strangers, preventing some from even engaging in small talk with neighbors, certain that anyone, anywhere, could be the next John Wayne Gacy or Eileen Wuornos. No small talk, say these critics, means less connectivity and less personal happiness. Pay attention to how your body reacts to true crime, they advise, and take a break when needed. Both of these arguments have a shared underlying assumption, that true crime has only recently become a national, nay, international, obsession. And it is this explosion of true crime that is at the root of our problems. We are surrounded by it, unable to escape. This, however, is a false premise. Public fascination with true crime is as old as human history. Crime and criminals are centered in the greatest stories ever told. From scripture to Shakespeare, there is no great epic without crime at the heart of it. Violent crimes, in particular, expose what happens when the darkest aspects of human nature, envy, greed, lust, pride, go unchecked. They serve as lessons for us, mirrors held up to our own internal urges, and assurances that justice, divine or otherwise, is never far behind. Long before Ted Bundy became an iconic true crime subject, Jack the Ripper occupied the thoughts and nightmares of many millions, and still does. Who among us didn't grow up singing a children's ditty about Lizzie Borden murdering her parents with an axe over a century after it allegedly happened? Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Agatha Christie, and the authors of thousands of 16th-century crime reports, 19th-century penny dreadfuls, and the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew series recognized and banked on the ever-present public interest in stories about crime. And what is the nightly news but a brief review of the day's local true crime? All that has changed in the past few decades is that newer forms of media give us faster and easier accessibility, oftentimes with near-instant reporting and greater global reach. We can stream on-demand documentaries and podcasts not just about local crime stories, but also about crimes committed in India, Australia, Ireland, Israel, without ever leaving the comfort of our couches.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?